You're listening to the Sanha call-in program on Radio Islam International. If you have any queries that you'd like a response to about any edible things, then do send a message to 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548, that is the number. You can get your questions through to us immediately on the program, and perhaps inshallah this evening it will be responded to. We do have Mawlana Ridwan with us on the line. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mawlana, how are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah.
Oh well, alhamdulillah. What's been the latest at Sanha, Mawlana, the last few days?
I think in the last few days we've just concluded certification of a few stores. For example, we've done the Pizza Hut in Forsberg, as well as a Pizza Hut in Rabaonia. There's also been an issue with regards to Clover, the new Clover Bliss Decadent dessert. It's a range of desserts that Clover has launched, and those products are not halal. In fact, they're definitely haram because they contain either wine, alcohol, or gelatin. So consumers should be aware of that. A new product that's been launched and should not be taken for granted that all products of Clover, for example, are halal. And this particular product is imported. It comes from Italy, and it's definitely not halal.
Then I also see on the timeline Pizza Centen, Chetskona, 100 Rivonia Road, Centen. Is now certified, so Pizzats continue to be certified every week. A few more coming on board.
Currently, there are four, if I'm not mistaken. There's one in Norwood. There's two in the Centen area, one in Travonia Road, and one in Sandhurst, I think. And then the Fordsburg one that's been certified thus far. I'm not sure if there's any more that are coming on board at the moment. But as soon as any information we have, we will notify the public. It will be on our social media pages.
JazakAllah khair for that update, Ma. Now we go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is burger mayonnaise halal?
The Nola burger mayonnaise, yes, that is halal.
JazakAllah.
Okay, JazakAllah khair for that. We take our next query. And we go to the next one. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, that caller dropping the line. Is Tempo chocolate by Cadbury halal?
Yes, it is halal.
Jazakumullah khair for that. Next caller on the line. There seems to be a problem with that. Okay, in the meantime, we go through to the next query. Is Baloka waffles halal? Baloka waffles.
I'm not familiar with that product. We would require more details before we're able to comment.
Okay, JazakAllah khair. Then the next one is olive fried olives.
If it's plain olives, it wouldn't be a problem. Generally, olives in brine, etc., that's perfectly fine.
The lines are open on 011-854-1548. That is the number to call in, the number to send your queries through. The other option is to send a WhatsApp message to 488-55, and you can get your query through. We go to the back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Yes, you're live on air. What is it that you'd like to know?
Which mayonnaise is halal?
Sorry?
Which mayonnaise is halal?
The Cross and Blackwell, the Tar Sauce, Nola mayonnaise, all of those are halal.
Cheers.
Okay, JazakAllah khair for that. The next one is the Lucozade. Which Lucozade is halal? Is Lucozade halal? That is the question.
Cheers, Lucozade is halal.
And then someone's asking now, this is your, the question coming to you saying that, why is the Pizza Hut halal and not Burger King?
They're two different franchises, and it is our policy that we have to have an agreement in place with the head office. If any franchise head office, the franchisor wants to have their franchises certified, we would accommodate that. Obviously, our requirements have to be met. We've had no discussions with Burger King. They have not approached us, and so we can't obviously certify them if there's been no discussion, no agreements, no dialogue, communication, nothing at all. Whereas with Pizza Hut, they are stores that want to be certified, and the head office has come on board, and that makes it much easier and possible for us to certify them. So that's the major difference. We have an agreement with one. We don't have an agreement with the other.
Jelly Tots or jellies?
I'm not sure where that product is made in. It's probably not a local product. If they can give us the details, we can try and follow up.
Okay, we go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
What is it that you'd like to know?
Is Tinkies halal?
Tinkies are not approved by Sana. They contain gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered animals.
Next caller, assalamu alaikum. Okay, the next one is, let's go take the caller, then we go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, what is it that you'd like to know?
Is Cadbury Marvelous Creations halal?
Yes, it is halal.
Okay, tadakla.
The next one is Jolly Toes Jelly. Jelly gums. Jolly Toes Jelly gums.
The jelly gums, Mala, what's the name again?
Jolly Toes.
Jolly Toes, I'm not familiar with that product. Again, there's quite a lot of imported products, so we'd have to be very careful about just consuming them, and especially the gums that have gelatin in them. Consumers should be very wary of that and exercise caution on those.
Next call, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, bhai.
Gee, how are you?
Oh, alhamdulillah. I want to find out what is wrong with Mahmoud Zakur. Hello?
Sorry?
Mahmoud Kur. He's one of the son of men. He's not well at all, I believe. I'll hear on the radio when he makes dua. So I'll hear on the radio.
Yes, sir, there is in the sick list, Uncle Mums from...
One of our very senior members, Uncle Mums, and I'm sure most Radio Islam staff and listeners will also be aware of him. He does come on Radio Islam, especially now with the Qurbani program. Long member, Senhahi had taken ill. He had a heart attack, and he is currently resting. Alhamdulillah, he did come to the office today, so he is out and about. But it requires rest and obviously the du'as of the community.
Jazakum khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa. Okay, the next query with regards to the Beacon chocolate slabs. Seth Muhammad one that we've lost, unfortunately. Okay, we're going to get back, Mulana, back on the line. You are listening to the Sanha calling program on Radio Islam International, and we are taking your queries this evening on all issues relating to foodstuff. We have Mulana back with us on the line, Mulana.
Yes, I don't have any idea what happened there.
Nestle Caramel Treat.
The network elementary is halal.
The next query more with regards to La Belinda chopped or peeled tomatoes in a can.
That product, we're not familiar with it. Again, we'd have to have details whether it's an imported product or not.
The next one is the Food Lovers Mirindas.
Food Lovers Mirindas. Food Lovers is a fruit and veg brand. Again, we would have to have an association with the supplier. In this instance, unfortunately, we're not aware of who the supplier is for that particular product.
Okay, we take the next query. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Is bubble boom halal?
We don't have any details on bubble boom.
Okay, jazakallah.
Jazakumullah khair for that query. The next query coming through, this one is with regards to the Coastal View UHT Long Life Low Fat Milk.
The Coastal?
Coastal View.
Coastal View. I'm not too sure on that product. I would have to have some details on whose brand that particular product is.
Jazakumullah khair. Then the next one is with regards to what cheeses are allowed.
The NAS certified quite a lot of cheese. Parmalat cheeses are certified. Dairy Bell, Lancewood cheeses made in South Africa, those are certified. Consumers should look for the Senha logo on such products. And then we have Ladysmith cheese that's certified. Then we have quite an extensive list. If anybody wants the full list, they're welcome to email us, helpline@senha.org.za, and we'll try and send you the complete list of cheeses that are cheese manufacturers that are certified by Senha.
The next one is Saffron Foods or Amana Foods, who do catering for companies, halal?
Saffron, Amana, do you have any further details on exactly where they're located?
No, they're not saying anything in this message. The listener sending it through, perhaps they could give further details.
Also, consumers can check on our website for specific companies. There is a search button, or alternatively, all companies are categorized into the relevant categories. So if you're looking for a caterer, or you want to check if a caterer is certified by Senha, by all means, our website, www.senha.org.za. You can access it, click on it, and if the company is certified by Senha, that the results along with their contact details and location will be available.
Next message that comes through, it says, is thrombophobe gel permissible to use as its main ingredient is derived from porcine?
And when we have porcine in a product, then obviously that product would not be allowed.
Jazakumullah khair. You are listening to the call-in program on Radio Islam International. We go back to the lines. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You live on air? Oh, that caller dropping on us. Okay, that caller sending a message through now asking that is food on the Egyptian airline allowed?
As far as meals from the airlines are concerned, we have to remember and take into consideration the fact that airlines themselves don't prepare the meals. They have catering companies that are affiliated. They purchase from the supplier them the meals. If the caterer is halal, then obviously the meals from that destination, leaving from that country, would be halal. Unfortunately, we don't have an association with any of the caterers that supply milk to the airline. Therefore, whether it be Egypt Airlines or any other airline, unfortunately, we are unable to give any assurances, any comment on those particular meals.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair. The next one is with regards to Clover Classic. Well, plain yogurt, Senha approved.
The Clover Classic range, yes, the one that is not part of the Bliss range or the Forest range, the new ones that they're taking over. If it's the flavored ones that comes in the Clover packaging, yes, that is allowed suitable. However, we must remember Clover have recently bought over brands. Some of the former Dairy Bell brands, and those ones are not approved. They have gelatin. Consumers should be cautious and look at the ingredients. Where there is gelatin listed on a Clover product, then we would not approve that.
The next one is Mike and Ick and sweets halal. Mike and Ick.
Mike and Ike. Mike and Ike, yes, the sweet halal.
And then the other one is Hatamali.
Hatamali, halal as well.
Okay, then mouthwash. The Colgate Play mouthwash.
The Colgate mouthwash is halal.
Next query is, which kiddies toothbrushes are okay to use?
The Aquafresh, Colgate, Jordan, all of those are permissible to use.
Okay, Jazakumullah khair for that. Let's take our last few queries coming through. And this last one is closing up on us. That's where we leave it for now. Here's a few that comes through. The Mentos chewing gum.
The Mentos chewing gum, we don't approve. A lot of them have gelatin, while others have carmine in them.
Then the next one is the Spa branches.
Spa, unfortunately, is not willing to give any details on their branded products. Therefore, unfortunately, we're unable to give any assurances on their products.
The Golden Sweets from Epping.
Tell me the Golden Sweets.
Yeah, it's written as Golden Sweets here.
Okay, I'm not too sure about that company.
That's where we leave it for this evening, Ma. Jazakumullah khair for your time. Perhaps you can leave the listeners with the details.
Sure, they can call our helpline 0861786111. Our email address is helpline@sanha.org.za. Our Facebook page, South African National Halal Authority. Twitter handle @sanha_halal. And our website, www.sanha.org.za.
Jazakumullah khair for your time this evening. May Allah reward you abundantly. And we look forward to chatting next week again, inshallah.
Amen. Jazakumullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mawlana Ridwan with the weekly edition of the Sanha call-in program. That's where we leave it for now. And that brings us to the close of Your World Today on Radio Islam International. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon, inshallah.